A murder investigation has been launched after the body of a 22-year-old woman was found in South Belfast. Mary Ward was found by police officers at her home on Melrose Street last week. The PSNI said that following a review of its previous engagement with her, the case has now been referred to the police ombudsman. Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph, is on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's known about the circumstances in which Mary Ward's body was found?
So what we do know is that Mary was last seen on the 25th of September. It was the 1st of October before her body was found. It seemed at that stage we were told that there had been a sudden death. There was no indication really that it was a suspicious death, which, you know, I suppose if we're trying to put the pieces together, it meant that it wasn't initially a death, a scene that initially showed that there had been a murder. I think police were trying to figure out at that point what the actual cause of death was. And then it was only then last night, quite late on yesterday evening, that they'd said that it had been a murder inquiry. We know that Mary was quite a vulnerable young woman. She was a vulnerable individual. And the police had some prior contact with her. It's the circumstances of that contact that the Ombudsman is now being asked to investigate and to check in order to make sure the proper policies were followed in the run-up to that. So what we do know is Mary did have some sort of contact with the PSNI before her death. She wasn't seen for several days before her body was discovered, and initially it wasn't clear that it had been a murder. There had to be some more in-depth investigation took place before they were able to establish that it was in fact a suspicious death in terms of how she passed away.
They're now saying that a murder investigation has been launched, but Mary's the fourth woman to suffer a violent death in the North in the space of just a few weeks.
In the space of just 6 weeks, we've had four women murdered here, and all within a very sort of small geographical area of each other. The fact that Northern Ireland has one of the highest rates of femicide in Europe, I think right now we're third in Europe in terms of the rates of murdered women. And the majority of those women, as we know, are usually by a partner or ex-partner, but we are seeing an increase in other types of violence against women, which sometimes can include a sibling, or can include a child, a grown-up child, such as a son or a grandson. And so there are real questions in terms of not just how the criminal justice system deals with domestic violence and this kind of violence against women and girls, but also, I suppose, in terms of how we speak to young people and how that education piece takes part in schools for young women and young men so they can identify healthy relationships, because right now we seem to be lagging behind everywhere else. Our legislation was very late coming. We know that we had several breaks in the Stormont Executive, and that led to delays, and therefore the Domestic Abuse Act, which introduced coercive control, the stalking legislation and the non-fatal strangulation legislation, which other jurisdictions had long before Northern Ireland did, were very late coming into effect here and are only now being seen going through the criminal justice system. So that is obviously something that needed to be looked at in terms of the criminal justice response. But I mean, it does seem to be that there's an almost acceptable level of violence against women that takes place in Northern Ireland that is much higher than what we're seeing in other places.
Alison, thanks indeed for taking our call this afternoon. We'll be back on the News at One with more, including a census of urban foxes after this.